Hi, I'm Lynn Ferguson, your host here on Lynn Spins. Today, we're going to be discussing the tragic events that took place this past Saturday in Buffalo, New York, in the Kingsley neighborhood at the Top supermarket. So please let me know what you think. There will be a chance to do so during and after this episode, and even before. But for right now, I thank you for joining me. Let's get into it. Is anyone else surprised this this race soldier, if you will, decided to start his war at a Top supermarket, friendly supermarket in New York, Buffalo to be exact, in the Kingsley neighborhood, where he proceeded to kill 10 elderly people? 10 elderly black people, and there were 13 victims. Out of the 13, 10, 11 of them were black. This is an 18-year-old boy known as Peyton. I believe it's Peyton Glendon. I don't even care how to say his name, but his name is Peyton Grinchin, or excuse me, Gendron. It's PAYTONGENDRON. I don't find it very shocking at all. I'm wondering if you do, that they continue to, because this is a pattern I'm noticing. You know, if we go as far back as the June 17, 2015, excuse me, the June 17, 2015 mass shooting that took place at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, historic black church massacre that deeply shook the nation, according to the History Channel, that was a nation already jaded by frequent gun violence and heralded the return of violent white nationalism in America. This massacre did. It seems a bit, I don't know, seems a bit, cliche isn't the word, reminiscent, maybe, of shootings past, like, excuse me. Consistently, these race soldiers, you know, call themselves the fighters of wars, the saviors of their people, you know, the only ones who will do what is right to, you know, manifest this destiny they feel they are entitled to. That they go into churches, that they go into grocery stores, they shoot up old people, old black people, who are defenseless. You know, you don't see these people go to the hood. You don't see them go to the hood, 18 years old, ready, armed, willing to take down, you know, people, peers of their own. You know what I'm saying? And if they do, they go to schools. You know what I'm saying? And they shoot up their schools. You know, no one wants to have this conversation, but when you look at school shootings, and you look at actual mass school shootings that have been happening since Columbine, maybe even before, they're white people. They're usually white men, white boys. Does no one see the problem that we have, that there are boys running out here with guns, Kyle Rittenhouse, crossing state lines to shoot people up, Peyton Gendron, going to supermarkets, even the El Paso shooter, and that was more directed toward people of Latin descent, you know? It still is a non-white, or it's a white issue. It's an issue of non-white people taking over the country, allegedly, you know? Barring whites from their own, you know, jobs, society, economy. the chance to contribute, to clean out horse stables, to be maids, you know, to be, you know, heavy lifters, you know, to be janitors and maintenance people, you know, these, and I'm not saying these are the only jobs that people, Latino people get. These are a lot of the jobs that people who are in the situations of being what people consider to be illegal in America, these are a lot of the jobs that they're only able to work because they don't have papers, a lot of them. These people who are considered to be illegal, they don't have papers, they don't have the ability to just go and apply for a job and get one with their Social Security card. A lot of these people are people who would never even flip a burger or couldn't last a week flipping burgers, but they're complaining about someone taking their jobs. Who would never clean a toilet. Mind you, I would never clean a toilet. I mean, I'm not gonna say I would never, but I'm not gonna be a janitor. It's already offered. It is beyond sick to me, you know? And these people think that they are somehow justified, but I just cannot get over the fact, I wanna move on to that topic, that I can't get over the fact that these are children and people who are young adults who have just gotten to the point where they can legally call themselves anything other than children. Something other than children. Just gotten to the point. Some of them never even, were kids. Some of these people were kids when they committed these crimes and still legally called kids. You know? Biden's referencing some kind of hate crime, federal hate crime laws that should have been in place since Jim Crow, that we've been doing HR 1500s on since it was HR 1. You know what I'm saying? HR 2, HR 3. You know what I'm saying? All of these fucking names for bills that are supposed to be, you know, bringing us to a better future and a better, you know, bringing us closer to a future where this could be brought to fruition, where Black people could have a federal hate crime law. But somehow Asian people in the midst of COVID got that before we did, and we fought for their and our and everyone else's civil rights. Whenever somebody wants to tell you how racist they're not, the first thing they bring up, the first names they bring up are Black people. From back in the day, Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, you know, they might name Malcolm X, maybe, if they agree to some degree with his philosophy. You know what I'm saying? Like this, it's beyond ridiculous. It makes no sense that we have no hate crime law on the books for Black people. You would just think it was an automatic. Like, I honestly did not know until a few years ago that we did not have that. I did not know that lynching was not made illegal, but it's not illegal. Yet somehow the entire diaspora of Asian people have the ability to claim that you have committed a hate crime against them if you as a Black person or anyone do something to them. But you know they're gonna go after Black people for this more than anyone else. It's beyond ridiculous. Biden should not, no president, no administration, no one should be just now acknowledging or enacting or thinking about enacting some kind of bill or law to make hurting Black people a hate crime. It should have already been done. And people like this 18-year-old who ran up here and shot these people They know this. They know this. And they've done this. What they've done, killed our elders, killed our people, because they know this. They know how little this country cares for Black people. That to this day in 2022, even though civil rights were fought for 60, 70 years ago, almost a century ago, we still don't have a law on the books that acknowledges the main thing that has been done to Black people from the beginning, from the inception of this country. They burn more of us than witches in the Inquisition. They would burn us. They would hang us, hang our bodies, and pick pieces off and eat us at fucking Sunday barbecues. It's literally the definition of a picnic. Pick whatever fucking part of the nigger you want. It's a picnic. Any, mini, mighty, mo, catch a nigger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Any, mini, mighty, mo. Mary Turner, is that her name? I'm trying to recall. Mary Turner, the Black woman who was despicably tortured, hanged after her husband, after she protested her husband's hanging. Mary Turner, lynched by a white mob in Lowndes County, Georgia, for having protested the lynching death of her husband, Hazel Hayes Turner, the day before in Brooks County. So they hanged her because she defended her husband and she stood up against this white hateful mob for her husband that lynched her husband. So they turned around because of her words, took her 8-month pregnant self and brutally murdered her, hanged her, literally beat her baby out of her as she died. Stomped on the baby's head, killed her and her child and him. I believe it was a baby girl. You know, these are the things that happen. These are the things that make up the history of America. These are the things that your grandmother, your mom, your auntie don't want you to know in school. All of my white audience members don't want you to learn when you go to school, because this is the horrific shit that your people did that they don't want to acknowledge. Because now we live in a peaceful world where things like Buffalo, New Jersey, oh wait, that was a few days ago, where that type of stuff is not supposed to happen, I guess, but does. We live in that kind of country. We live in that time. So why go back to the past when it's not in the present? Oh, wait, it is. Oh, wait. Charleston. Was it Charleston, South Carolina? Where the white boy walked into the Black church that had African in the name. It was an Emmanuel African Episcopal Church of some kind, where they were having a Sunday service, a Sunday school service, Bible study. He sat in on the Bible study and literally proved the demon he is, because even after that, he still killed all the people there. They took him out to go get fries and a Happy Meal at Burger King. or whatever the hell Burger King gives you, a Mighty Kids meal, I don't fucking know. It's too expensive for me. And it tastes like cardboard. I used to love Burger King. But you know, it's ridiculous. It's epically ridiculous. This is the type of stuff that's going. So we've got, now we've got Biden talking about how he wants to possibly put in effect a federal hate crime law. Well, it's about damn time. Did it take Buffalo? Did it take Buffalo? And where the hell is Kamala Harris and her got hot sauce in her bag ass? She got hot sauce in her bag, but she ain't got no sense in her brain. Where is your sense? Where is your decency? You have to have something. I mean, I don't care if it's sense or decency that leads you to understand that you need to be fighting this fight. But whichever one it is, whether it's decency because you are just a black person and a person, period, and you understand your people are being hurt, or let it be sense that you have made it make sense that, yeah, okay, I'm a black woman. I went on the black ticket to get to where I am. I acknowledge my blackness only because I wanted to get to where I am. So maybe I should fight for black people in one of these most horrendous trying times. I'm sick of it. Aren't you? Aren't we all just sick of it? Like, how many times are they gonna be able to go around and kill people and we just sit back and say, oh, it's not a racial problem? It's a racial problem. The same fucking things that they said about black people for years and years and years and continue to say about black people to this day, but now it's a little bit less socially acceptable. How we're genetically programmed to, you know, certain dispositions and how we are, you know, predisposed to thuggery and gangstery and whatnot, you know, how we are such a scourge. We're, you know, innately bad in certain ways. Well, I think there's a little bit of fucking projection that's been going on with that. Just a little bit. Does that wash away? When you eat people, after burning them and killing their babies, does that wash away with generation after generation, with the new coming generations? Does it just melt away? Or is this a real thing that literally affects some of your descendants, if not a great number of your descendants? Just like we're affected by slavery. Just like we're affected by Jim Crow. Just like they have proven, if they have proven that there is a genetic predisposition to, you know, depression, to anxiety, and other things due to the PTSD that we have somehow been passed down from prior generations, preceding generations. If they have proven that you can pass down and you can go through intergenerational, that intergenerational trauma is a thing, then you can't sit here and tell me that these people have been running around here eating people, killing people, raping people, raping babies, killing babies, eating babies, doing everything in the world imaginable, and that it did not affect their children and their children's children. You have to think this stuff was just happening. This stuff was just happening yesterday. There are people who are still alive who were doing the things that we're describing in this, what they want to call CRT, which is really history. It's history. It's not CRT. It's not critical race theory. And they're not teaching your kids critical race theory. They're teaching it to law students who have elected to go to school and pay for that kind of education. But you know what they are teaching kids? Or at least they should be? that we don't come from a peachy keen ass country and our founding fathers were slave owners. People are so quick to tell you about Lincoln and how he wanted to free the slaves and how he was killed because he wanted to free the slaves. Well, what the fuck? He owned slaves. Not only did he own slaves, but that should tell you that everyone back then owned slaves. People act like this is just a thing that only affected certain demographics of white people. And it's like, no, this was a literal thing. If it was socially acceptable right now, people would be doing it. We would be slaves. If it was socially acceptable right now to a great enough degree, we would still be slaves. And then in 2090 or 2150, people would look back and say, oh, how savage those people were back in the early 2000s. They owned slaves. You can always push it off a little bit more into the future, but you still did it. It still happened. It still makes who you are, and it's just crazy. It's honestly crazy. It doesn't make any sense. That's all I have for today. I thank you.